Wow, I don't know about you, but I love serving Jesus. I love serving Jesus. I love seeing him do these kind of things for people, changing their life forever. They will never be the same. You know, now, of course, now some of us will never be the same, and then some of us, we're not going to change. You know, I mean, you know, it's amazing how that men of God do things, and men of God are spoken to by God, and they go do what God tells them to do. And then somebody else comes along and tells them something else to do, and they listen to somebody else until it's the spoken word of God. And then they wonder why they're sick and afflicted, or wonder why they die. Well, today I want to share a story with you. We're going to go into 1 Kings 13 and 14, and I want you to see what happens here. It's a kind of an awesome story, and let's just use the NLT. I guess it'll be okay. We'll use that. But let's go to 1 Kings 13, verse 1, and we'll start there. We'll go through the entire chapter of 1 Kings 13, and then we'll go through about the first 19 verses of chapter 14. But let's see what it says. At the Lord's command, a man of God from Judah went to Bethel, and he arrived there just as Jeroboam was approaching the altar to offer a sacrifice. Now, Jeroboam was the king, and he had been a disobedient king, and he's not doing what God told him to do. So God has spoken to a prophet at the Lord's command. You notice this is who's in control, the Lord. At the Lord's command, a man of God from Judah went to Bethel. Now then, there's a lot of men of God in this room. In fact, all of you that are men, that if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are a man of God. Now God could use you any way he wants to. He can call you out, he can speak to you, he can give you a job to do, and I would suggest if God ever speaks to you and tells you to do something, that you obey him. You know, it really pays good dividends when you obey him, and it's really costly when you do not obey him. Now let's just go and see what happened. In verse 2 it says, then at the Lord's command he shouted, O altar, altar, this is what the Lord says, a child named Josiah will be born into the dynasty of David. On you he will sacrifice the priest from the pagan shrines who have come here to burn incense, and human bones will be burned on you. That sounds like a pretty serious judgment, doesn't it? You know, and so the man of God just spoke that. Well, you know, when men of God speak things, sometimes we believe that they're coming from God, and sometimes they're not coming from God. You know, you have to be extremely careful who you listen to today. Have any of you listened to any prophets lately? You know, I listen to them all the time. And I'm almost at the point where I'm not listening to them anymore, because what they're telling me is going to happen this month or next month, it ain't happening. I do know it's going to happen, but I don't know when. And, of course, sometimes they tell you the truth, and sometimes it doesn't. But anyway, verse 3 and 4, let's go on a little further here, and let's see what happens. It says, that same day, the man of God gave a sign to prove his message. Oh, now this is a big difference. When the guy speaks, and then he produces a sign to confirm that what he said is going to happen. And, of course, as many of you know, that I have come under a lot of tests and trials with not only the church in the United States, but now the church in Norway, because of what I teach about sickness and sin, how they are directly related. But yet, God, when we get people to repent of their sins and stop their wickedness, God does what he does for this young man back here that just came up here and gave his testimony. That I'm sure he loves it when all of those things are working back there, don't you, Scott? He's not in pain today. And so all he's had to do is believe. And of course, I was really tickled at him out there. I love it when God does this. He wanted me to go outside into the aisleway out there so he could talk to me, but while y'all were in church, so I'm out there. And of course, he told me, said, you have changed my life forever. I said, well, praise God. Well, I just kind of, you know, just kind of, I guess I wasn't too excited. But he reached up and grabbed me by the shoulders and shook me gently and said, do you know you have changed my life forever? Well, I love it whenever a man's life is changed forever, don't you? I love it when God shows up, because I love it when a man can come to a healing school and he can come back the next day and his back, which has had four surgeries in 5 years, is working. Don't you love that too? And there's no pain in his back. I love that. But see, if God confirms what you're teaching with signs and miracles and wonders, you can listen to what that man's telling you. Now, then it may not line up with your theology, but you have to look. When I was teaching just the normal things that I was, when I was a deacon and a Sunday school teacher in the Baptist church, I never saw an answer to prayer. I never saw a miracle, never saw healing, none of those things. These kind of things were so far away from me, I couldn't even go there with you. Well, there's many people still there today. You know, I'm not there anymore. I can pray the prayer of faith for you and believe that my God will do something wonderful for you. In fact, I expect it now. And so I've just got to that point. But let's see what happens here after this man makes this awesome statement about the Lord has promised to give this sign, the altar will split apart and its ashes will be poured out on the ground. Now, King Jeroboam, he didn't like this. King Jeroboam was very angry with the man of God for speaking against the altar. Now then, right now, we have a man that supposedly is not the king, but he's the president of the United States, and he's very angry with lots of Christians because of the things we're saying. He don't like it. He don't like for you to talk about Jesus. He don't speak in an institution anymore that's Christian. If they do, he has them cover up the signs that talk about Jesus. Now, there's something wrong with this now. Now then, wow. Let's just see what happened to King Jeroboam. He's one of those kind of kings. King Jeroboam was very angry with the man of God for speaking against the altar. So he pointed to the man and shouted, "Seize him!" But instantly, the king's hand became paralyzed in that position and he couldn't pull it back. "Seize that man and put him in prison!" What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Now then, you're going to go around like this. "Eric, would you help me put my arm down?" And ain't nobody can pull that arm down. That thing is locked in place. Oh, a coincidence, I guess. You know, it just happened, right? Now, who's in control? God. We need to get that in our spirits. The king is running the show. And if you're pleasing him, he'll do wonderful miracles for you. He'll heal your body. He'll do all kinds of things. But if you're not, man, he can do some things to you that you won't like. Now, just like there, whenever he pointed at the man of God and shouted, "Seize that man," instantly the king's hand became paralyzed in that position, and he couldn't pull it back. Let's see what the king does. At the same time, a wide crack appeared in the altar. Now, what did the man of God say was going to happen to the altar? It's going to split open, and the ashes are going to fall out on the ground. This is what going to confirm that the King of Kings was the one that sent the man of God. Actually, didn't call him a prophet. He just said the man of God. The man of God. He didn't have to be a prophet. He could just be a man of God. You know, are you a man of God? If you're a child of the king, you're a man of God. So God can use you. But he said, and the ashes poured out just as the man of God had predicted in his message from the Lord. Now, the king cried out to the man of God. Now it's time. This is where everybody needs to realize there's a time to pray. The king cried out to the man of God, "Please ask the Lord your God." Have you noticed that? Please ask your God. Why didn't he say, "Ask my God" or "our God"? Because he don't know him. He don't know him. He don't know who he is. The king cried out to the man of God, "Please ask the Lord, your God, to restore my hand again." So the man of God prayed to the Lord, and the king's hand became normal again. Now then, can you imagine that? That guy, that king sitting there with that hand straight out, just saying, "Seize him and put him in jail." And his hand is locked. He can't move it nowhere. And he says, "Please ask the Lord, your God, to restore my arm." You know, can you imagine that man of God saying, "Father, in the name of Jesus, will you be so merciful to this man? and let his arm be normal again, and all of a sudden his arm became normal. I wonder if King Jeroboam said thank you. I didn't see it in the scripture. You know, how many times do people come and you pray a prayer of faith for them and they get healed and they don't even say thank you? Some people don't even thank the Lord. Or they may thank him once or twice and then they go away and they never think about it again. They forget. But how many times do we go in and sit down at a meal, or you go in and draw yourself a glass of water, you're so thirsty, and you're going to drink it, and you don't even say, thank you, Lord. Have you ever done that? I have. Too many times in my life, I take things for granted. Now, I try to bless everything or praise the Lord for everything. I try to. But I know there's times that I do not. You know, but I know that sometimes I get it half drink or half eaten or whatever, and then I think, oh my gosh, I forgot to thank you, Lord, for this food or this drink. But I know he understands I am but human. I'm doing my best to praise him and thank him. But some people that profess to be Christians never thank him for anything. You know, we never praise the Lord. We don't wake up in the morning and say, Lord, thank you that I woke up this morning. Lord, thank you that I can open my eyes, I can see this morning. Thank you, Lord, that I can still hear this morning. Because you said in the book of Proverbs, my eyes and my ears are a gift from you, and I should praise you for them. See? Huh? I don't even know. It has been a while since I taught the book of Proverbs, so I don't know. I'd have to look it up. But if somebody finds that in the next few minutes, you can tell me, and we'll tell the people where it is. But I do know that it's in there, but I don't know where. Sometimes I don't remember where they are. The king cried out to the man of God, please ask the Lord your God. You know, I've just noticed, every once in a while there's a good time to say please. Instead of looking at the man of God and say, I demand, since I'm the king, that you ask the God to restore my arm. Now see, at least he was smarter than that, wasn't he? You know, when your arrogant like that, do you think that God would have ever released that man's arm? No, it would still be stiff like that. God said, I want you to know, I happen to be the boss around here, not you. I happen to be the one running the show.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Man of God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.